The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this 14th day of December 2016. It's hard to believe, folks. 2016, I just got used to writing that, and it's going to be rolling over to 2017. My. We're having fun when time moves so quickly. Got Mark Anderson with me today, writer, writes for American Free Press. How long have you been writing for AFP, by the way?
Full-time for 10 years. I also now have a blog, thetruthhound.com. And so I've expanded a little bit. I write more than AFP can necessarily fit in the paper. And so, but yeah, it's been 10, 11 years with AFP, including covering Bilderberg, Trilateral, and then now the blog, thetruthhound.com. And so it's becoming more multimedia, podcasts, some appearances on the ukcolumn.org, a great British news crew. And we're really, really spreading out to give the real news, the geopolitical news, in light, or in the dark shadow, I should say, of the monolithic fake news that's calling everyone else fake. And I'll just note that I appreciate your caller. I did meet Christopher Monckton, Lord Christopher Monckton, at the Freedom Force Global Warming Conference that I just finished, that I mentioned in Arizona. And he indeed was a very interesting fellow. I didn't happen to know that he worked with Margaret Thatcher. That wasn't mentioned when I was within earshot. But he made some very interesting points, saying, for example, that the math that is typically used, the mathematical equations by modern climate scientists, is flawed. And when you use the proper math, Monckton is a trained mathematician, when you use the proper math, you don't see the global temperature increases that are being peddled by the media and the scientific community. You see a very modest increase over 10 or 12 years as opposed to something like 10 degrees over 10 or 12 years. So he basically told the audience in Arizona that the math they're using is flawed, and when you clean up the math, you don't get the global warming forecast that we're being given.
Well, and it's like anything else. I mean, we were told that when was the last time you remember the government telling truth about anything? You know, I was watching financial channels today, and Janet Yellen came out with a whopping quarter point interest rise, and they were doing, the cheerleaders for Wall Street were doing the 20,000 Dow Jones. They're expecting Dow Jones to top 20,000. They're calling it the Trump effect, and look how much it's. And I'm looking at this, and well, Yellen is coming out and saying that, well, wait a minute, you know, we can't keep supporting the banks, and you know, we've got to get interest rates near normal. And she's expecting two more quarter point hikes or whatever it is in early 2017. And what this is going to do. Money's got to come from someplace. What this is going to do, yeah, it's going to drive up bond prices. There'll be a little interest that's paid on accounts, and people might feel a little bit better because their retirement accounts have a few more dollars in it, I guess. But oh, well, no, this we're going to do this because of inflation. You know, the unemployment rate, Mark. Damn, I don't know what's wrong with you conspiracy theorists. Don't you know that the unemployment rate is down to 4.6%? And you want to talk about fake news? They keep putting this stuff out like they throw it out there like a dead rotten fish on the table, and nobody's supposed to comment that, damn, this stinks. Something's wrong here.
Yeah, you're supposed to go nose blind.
Yeah.
Now that's one of the old tried and true is don't talk about the people that have given up looking for work. Don't talk about the underemployed where people with degrees in engineering are flipping burgers. Only talk about the one statistic of the, you know, straight ahead unemployment, where people are receiving unemployment benefits, and then only use that data. You know, that one has been poked, had so many holes poked through it, and yet they keep trotting that shibboleth out there. And so it shows the arrogance they have and the habitual way they have of propagandizing, along with the, you know, the fact that it's just not credible. It's not a credible way to measure that sort of thing, the labor market. So, you know, that's one of their tried and true pieces of misleading news and a misleading way of doing things, much the way Monckton showed that misleading math leads to exaggerated global temperature forecasts. It's the same kind of thing, misleading data giving us the wrong forecasts and the wrong reality regarding labor.
800-313-9443 if you want to call in and comment on anything that Mr. Anderson has brought up or I've brought up or anything that Mr. Anderson has covered in the past. He's been doing it for quite a few years and quite successfully. You know, I'm wondering what the next move here is by government that it had its mouthpiece through these controlled medias in this country. And now they're all screaming, oh, my gosh, you people out there listening to the fake news, they got legislation pending there in Congress, and they're ready to go full tilt boogie here on
yes.
These fake news people out here. And we've warned people for a number of years. It's going to get to the point where the impact, not just the social medias, folks. I mean, social media is one thing. That is a morass of everybody's belly button opinion out there. And yeah, you got to sift through it. And yeah, it has been used successfully. Drop something into your Twitter account or on Facebook. Yeah. People look at it and go, wow, I didn't know that. Maybe spurs them to do a little bit more investigating for their own edification. Maybe, maybe not. But it's organizations such as ourselves that have been doing this for a number of years, bringing up the guest, bringing up the people that have been involved at a ground zero on many of the issues we talk about. And do we have an agenda? Well, yeah, I'll admit that we do. Yeah, it's called the sojourn for the truth. You know, we'll uncover it. We'll present it. If you can handle it, keep listening. If you can't, go back in your hidey hole and go watch The Lesbian on MSNBC. We don't, you know, it's a free country. You can choose to remain stupid if you'd like. We got a real good glimpse here, Mark, of the stupidity of voters. An avowed socialist, Bernie Sanders, come out and says, I'm a socialist. And what's wrong with that? Or Hillary Clinton, it takes a village. We know what camp she's from. She's a water carrier for the Marxists. They have yet to identify, they've been calling liberalism or progressivism just that for a number of years. Pull out the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, check it where we're at in this country right now, and then have a real giggle. Look at the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto and how it applies here in the United States, and then try to apply it to Vladimir Putin's Russia. See where you're at there. We are more communist in this country, Mark, than I think communist Soviet Union was ever communist.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. Of course, Frederick Engels, that put Marx up to that, was a capitalist, and they called for a central bank with an exclusive monopoly in those 10 planks. So they foresaw the monopoly capitalism that would be married to the socialistic ideas and would form this false dialectic that keeps us in kind of a metaphysical prison, a house of mirrors where we don't know where the exit door is. But just to go back a little bit in what you said, John, I just got done writing, and this will soon appear on American Free Press's website, AmericanFreePress.net. There might be a version on my blog, thetruthhound.com, a little bit later, but indeed, legislation S-3274 from Senator Rob Portman of Ohio and Chris Murphy of Connecticut is the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act of 2016, and this is the bill coming down the pike. It was tucked into an NDAA conference report and passed December 8th in the Senate. The House hasn't acted yet. If people want to call the House, they can call 202-225-3121. That's the switchboard, 202-225-3121. And the House version is H.R. 5181. But what they're trying to do is basically say, okay, RT, Russia Today, RT.com, a world TV-based and internet-based news source, yes, it is Russian-funded to a degree. It's true. It is state-run to a point. But they're trying to say that the alternative press, much of it, including American-based alternative press, is on par with RT. And if U.S. and British alternative press is on par with RT, then therefore all that alternative media, including RT and the American and British alternative media, among others, they are also in league with Russia, just like RT allegedly is. So it's the old guilt by association game. And so by saying that Russia's influencing our elections and influencing the news, and by saying Russia Today is state-funded, and that people like John Stadtmiller and Mark Anderson might agree with some of what's on Russia Today, and we might report similar news, then we're all guilty, we alternative media, by association of being in league with Russian ideology. And that's the heartbeat behind the surface of this bill.
Well, okay. Let's use that same measuring stick. NPR. They're funded in part by the government, right?
Yes.
Okay, so is that state run as well?
Yes, essentially. I mean, at the brass tacks it is. And here's a point that we can't forget. In America, we don't have, other than NPR, unless you count Voice of America or the Navy or military media, we don't have a state-run media, but we have a state-allied media. They are in alliance with the state. Therefore, they cannot be a watchdog of the state, and we've already covered some of the issues where they're in total alliance, and that's most issues. So it's not really any better to have a state-allied media, even if they're nominally privately owned, and even if they really don't get much in the way of government funding, even though they all got huge amounts of money from the candidates. As the media focuses only on the two dominant parties, all the donations, all the donors steer their money into Democrats and Republicans, and they turn around and spend millions and millions of dollars on that media, which then excludes the Constitution Party, barely mentions the Libertarian Party. Why? Because the two dominant parties are giving them all the money for the advertising. So you tell me, state run, state allied, tomato, tomato, potato, potato.
With this dovetailing into this Russia hacked the DNC and threw the election for Donald Trump, Judge Napolitano came out and said, I think it was yesterday, that no, it wasn't Russia that hacked anybody. It was our own intelligence agencies, and it wasn't a hack. It was a leak to WikiLeaks. Now, I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay, well, there's a little heat going on between the FBI now and the CIA, the National Intelligence Agency's apparatus. Now the contention is that, well, they knew how dangerous Hillary was, so they decided to leak factual information to WikiLeaks, and now they're trying to the media, and I'm sure the Obama White House is down with it as well. This is a Russian hack. I heard Obama specifically say that the Russians did hack the DNC. Now, here's the Mac Daddy up there. What the hell does it matter if he lies for another few weeks or not? But a lot of people, Mark, are looking at Obama. They're trying the Electoral College. They're trying to get votes to flip there. We watched Jill Stein. How many millions did she collect? And the only thing that it showed was Trump got, well, they counted votes, and the amount of counting that they did do showed a percentage, small, but albeit a percentage increase for votes for Donald Trump. So they're out of excuses. What do you see? And let me allow you to put on your conspiratorial theorist hat here. What do you see their next move, or what do you imagine that these people might do, because they're failing all over the place? What do you see them doing here in the future?
Well, one of the things they're doing right now is the Craigslist founder is giving a bunch of money of his own, apparently, to the Poynter Institute, which is a journalistic institute, we're told, Poynter. And the Craigslist founder, of course, is telling that intrepid journalist, Katie Couric, that he wants to target fake news with his big bequest, with his big donation to the Poynter Institute. And he said that Ron Paul is wrong when Ron Paul said the attack on fake news is an attack on the First Amendment. And Ron Paul added that, isn't it funny how everyone they call fake news are those, or at most of them at least, are those that consider interventionism an endless war where winning a war cannot be defined, where winning a war cannot be achieved, because it cannot be defined. To fight an unwinnable war is to lose a war.
And
Ron Paul is being shouted down by this Craigslist Yahoo who's given this money. So one of the things in the near-term future, to answer your question, is that now they're giving money to journalism schools. And the bill that I mentioned coming through Congress that the Senate approved and the House hasn't yet, S, like Senate, 3274 and H.R. 5181, that bill calls for the government to fund journalists. The U.S. government to fund journalists.
Well, now we're just going to do it overtly rather than covertly. They've been doing it. You know,
here's Senator Portman's exact words. The legislation, quote, establishes a fund to help train local journalists and provide grants and contracts to think tanks, media organizations, and other experts outside the U.S. government with experience in analyzing the latest trends in foreign government disinformation techniques. Exact words from Senator Portman. And the USAID is involved in this, a known CIA front, the mysterious broadcast board of governors. That alone deserves a proctologist. The Department of Defense is involved, and this is oriented. The main machinery for this media detection of propaganda, aiding Russia and hurting America's foreign policy, centered in the State Department. And so, you know, they talk about state-run media in Russia. They're on their way to official state-run media, a ministry of truth here.
It's Orwellville all over again, and only this time for real. This is not the book 1984. This is real stuff going on in America. Are you familiar with who Candy Crowley is?
You know, it rings a bell, but I don't know for sure.
Okay, she's spokesperson for the Pentagon. You know, she gets the official stuff, and then she comes on these news shows as either a paid contributor or just a contributor to that various news agency. And Crowley has been a mouthpiece for the Pentagon for a number of years. She's been missing in action. You know, I've said, you know, there's an old saying about putting lipstick on a pig. Well, that's an apt description of this woman, but she's been MIA for the last couple, 3 months. Christine Amanpour, there was another one with her little accent. She would come on, you know, just so-so, and she was speaking, you know, the truth for the government propaganda. She's been busted as well. Brian Williams, who's the other character? Dan I'd Rather, lives down here in Austin, by the way. You know, this guy was busted with fake news. It is all falling apart for him, so they're going to have to take a strong, overt move to control us, or try to, and eliminate that which is called used to be called the alternative media. Now, folks, it really is the media.
Taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We only have a few more minutes here with Mark Anderson. I've got George in San Francisco that wants to come on. Hello, George.
Hi, John. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Yes, sir.
Do you all remember when Three Mile Island happened? Mm-hmm. The huge disaster in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And what a lot of people don't know is that the nuclear power industry was in disarray after that occurred. And I remember this. It seems like it was the nuclear power industry that got on board with global warming in a big way, because, you know, the American people saw nuclear power as a threat after Three Mile Island, and they had to create a bigger threat, you know, global warming from coal burning power plants, and so they got on board, and this is, 30 years ago? And then, of course, the banksters got on board with the whole carbon tax and all that stuff. But I just wanted to point that out. The other thing, we're talking about Malthus. And, you know, what's very interesting, we're in the holiday season. And 25 years after, I think that's right, approximately 25 years after Malthus first published his paper on population growth and how, you know, population grows up arithmetically, but, you know, geometrically, and the food supply was supposed to only go up arithmetically. And I don't know, this is a very hard book to find, but J. Peter Bike's book, V-A-J-K, Doomsday Has Been Canceled, that was written 20 or 30 years ago, really disputes that very clearly, in saying that, you know, human ingenuity goes up exponentially as well when there's more population on the planet, and especially when we're interconnected with the Internet. We can figure out how to feed ourselves. We can solve all these problems when we're in a free society, and we have a chance to really exchange and trade ideas. And so this the Malthus is wrong in that sense. But 25 years after Malthus wrote his paper, there is Charles Dickens with a Christmas Carol that he wrote, which is really an indictment against the money changers, as Rivero says, or the banksters.
Yes.
And there's a very key line in there where, you know, they're talking about, I guess, Tiny Tim or others, you know, when these people are coming approaching Ebenezer Scrooge and they want money for the poor, and he says, well, they better get on and die and get on with the business of dying and reduce the surplus
population. Yep.
That's directly out of Malthus.
Yep.
So this time of year, you know, it's interesting that three things are kind of that are really important in the Christmas culture are It's a Wonderful Life, which is really anti-bankster as well,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. And look at the one political, really political act that Jesus Christ did himself with his apostles, turning over the tables of the money changers and saying, you've taken the house of God and turned it into a den of thieves. And of course, he's dead within a week after he does that.
By the way, I want to we're running out of time here, and I wanted to remind you, George, that we're going to do a special presentation on Republic Broadcasting on Christmas Eve. And it's going to be from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and it's going to be a commercial-free reading of A Christmas Carol.
I heard
cool.
about that, and we're looking forward to listening to it.
Well, and we're also going to have it posted, the audio, have it posted on the republicbroadcasting.org, just in case you can't make it for the live thing. But what we're going to be doing actually on the network itself, as far as the archives and all that archive stuff, is going to stay the same. That won't be in the archives, but that will be broadcast live. But we're also going to put a link on republicbroadcasting.org that you can listen to it at your leisure. And what a cool thing, because we've never done anything like this at RBN. On Christmas Eve, you people on the East Coast time there, that'll be 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Christmas Eve, just about the time the little kids should totter off to bed anyhow. Get together, be like old-time radio, no television, no distraction, no screen wipes, none of the flash and splash. Turn the lights down, hang on to your kids, have 3 hours of fun. With I've never heard a reading of the Christmas Carol. I'm going to be enjoying it as well. Thanks for your call, George. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, sir. And let's not forget here, while I'm throwing out websites here, The Truth Hound. Now, that's spelled out. We don't get fancy here with using the end at the end of the H at the end of truth and the beginning of hound. It's spelled out, thetruthhound.com.
Correct.
All righty. Well, you know what, Mark? We got to do this a little bit more often, and we'll get it. You know, I haven't been in contact with you a whole lot. You've been running all over Hades' half acre here, and you're not too far from me. You know, maybe you can come and spend some time in studio, and we can work on some more specific things. We're just doing a little catch up here because it's been a while.
That sounds good. Any excuse to come to Austin? Thanks, John.
All right. Thank you, Mark Anderson.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Jim Brown, do you believe the football player is 80 years old? Well, he was on the Communist News Network, and of course, Anderson, the pretty boy that's really Mr. Poofta, and he's the direct liaison to the CIA. Jim Brown was on there, and Cooper kept trying to bait him with the race issue. And I don't think Anderson Cooper got exactly what he was asking for. Here's Jim Brown, which is old enough now that he doesn't give a damn, and in his younger days, if he did give a damn, he'd just run you over.
Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis and Hall of Fame running back Jim Brown, who joins me tonight. How did this meeting come about? What did you want to talk to the president-elect about?
Well, about the state of Black America, and I've been working on that for many, many years. And he said certain things in his early days about wanting to do something about it. We have a lot of violence in our neighborhoods now. We need education, and we need jobs. It's a terrible state.
What kind of a response did you get from him today?
Totally positive. It's almost like two people, you know. He's was very receptive, funny, cracked some jokes, and understood it very well, and said he was in, that he would work with us.
During the campaign, he talked about reaching out to African-American voters in particular. He talked about inner cities in a way that did offend some people, a lot of Democrats, some African-Americans, saying, what have you got to lose? What have the Democrats ever done for you? Your schools aren't working, can't get jobs, can't get an education, you get killed on the streets. During the campaign, did that stand out to you at all? What did you think of that, and what did you think of how you saw him today?
Well, I'll tell you something. I saw all of it, and a lot of it I understood because of his personality. Mm-hmm. He's different. And for years, the presidency had been like a smooth ride, and nothing really dramatic has happened. But with him, every day is full of energy. Mm. Things are going to happen. And today, when I met him, it was like meeting a different person.
You were a Hillary Clinton supporter, is that right?
Yes.
During the campaign?
Yes.
I'm wondering if, was that, there are a lot of Clinton supporters who are upset, obviously, about the results of the election, are depressed about it. You are willing to give him a chance. You are willing to, this is the president now, this is everybody's president. You're willing to let him... To try to work with him.
Well, in my opinion, people that go against the election are going against America. We have free elections. Everybody can vote. We fought for that. We brag about that. And we know we're going to have a winner. We're going to have a loser. So my point is, if we respect the winner and approach that person, have access to that person, and that person will look at what we are presenting, that's not too bad. Mm. I could have sat back and said, well, Hillary didn't win, I'm just going to sit on my butt and complain. But see, the one thing about this country, if you get off your butt and you apply yourself, you can be successful. But if you want to be delivered, you're talking about the wrong country.
In terms of the people that President Trump is going to have around him, the cabinet, predominantly white, predominantly male, is that a concern to you at all? Or do you feel he's reaching out to people who haven't been involved in the government and it's, you're giving him a chance?
You know, that's a tremendous question, and I give an answer, and a lot of the black people in my community might think I'm a sellout by saying this. The three greatest people in my life as a young person were white. My high school superintendent, my high school coach, and a graduate of Manhasset High, Kenneth Malloy, who was a mentor to yours truly. Mm. And so I'm not a person that really deal in color. Mm. I recognize the inequities that certain cultures have to go through. I understand the history of slavery. I know all those things. But I'm not a victim. Mm. I can vote, I can participate, I can invest my money, I can invest my time, and that's what I'm doing. I'm not working for anybody, I'm not making any money doing what I'm doing. I'm doing it because someone did it for me.
Hmm. And you're making a difference.
Absolutely.
It's an honor to talk to you.
Yep, that didn't go as well as planned, I don't think, because the black vote in this country spoke as well. And I do believe, for the first time in this country's history, that there were more black people that voted for Donald Trump than voted for Hillary Clinton. And that's not a small item, folks. That is not small. That's not small potatoes. Because Trump basically said, look, you Democrats have been running things for how many years? 30, 25, 30 years? Look what has happened to the cities. You know, and the one thing that Jim Brown, I wished he would have said, that, yeah, education is the key, but you want to have to educate yourself. There is something missing there. There is something missing. You know, it's rather fascinating. You know, Trump, by the way, he had a meeting with the dot-com people. And guess who was not invited, or who was invited but didn't show up? The Twitter guy. Execs from Google, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, a bunch of tech companies. They were invited to join a parade of visitors at the Trump Tower. And even PayPal, Peter Thiel was there. Now, Trump to be represented by venture capitalist Peter Thiel, one of the industry's few high-level Trump backers. He's on the board of Facebook's, Apple's Tim Cook plans to come, Amazon Jeff Bezos. Cook hosted a million-dollar fundraiser for Hillary Clinton in Los Angeles last August. Bezos owns the Washington Post and has tussled with Trump, and said he held post-election phone calls with execs from Apple and Microsoft. Well, IBM, Ginni Rometty, she said her firm has committed to Trump to hire 25,000 people in the next 4 years and spend $1 billion on training. This business landscape, this economy, has been hollowed out. Now, folks, no matter what your religion, what your beliefs, what your political whatever, we're talking about businesses and their bottom lines are dollars. And a lot of these companies will yield to the very aggressive left-leaners. Now, you've seen what has happened in this country. When the pressure is applied, all of a sudden, rather than going, you know what, we're not going to go political, yeah, we heard you, and we're not going to listen to you any more than we're going to listen to anybody else on the other side. Okay, let's leave the politics out of it. They fell into that trap. And I'm not saying that all of these people are good people and are just looking for the bottom line buck. A lot of these people have so many bucks that they'll be in on an agenda, a political agenda in a New York second. But the head of IBM, as I said, is talking with Trump and pledged to hire 25,000 Americans during his administration in advance of that tech summit. At IBM alone, there's thousands of open positions in any given moment, and we intend to hire about 25,000 professionals in the next 4 days in the United States, 6,000 of those alone in 2017. A few thousand here and a few thousand there. But what's going to become readily apparent that there is still, ladies and gentlemen, in this country, the great potential for business and earnings. Just like it was before. Remember? There was, when I was young, we didn't talk about welfare. My mother would have, I don't know what she would have done in lieu of going on welfare, but she never did. And I can remember back in the 60s, for gosh sakes, she was working a job that was only paying her $50 a week. You know what? We managed. Without the government handout, without the government in your life telling you what you can and can't do, and here's your little rule book for collecting benefit from the government. There wasn't any of that. We're going to have a very interesting 2017. The one thing that I would watch right now would be the stock market. And they're making quiet admissions that, well, you know, all this money that's been given to the banks that the American taxpayer were on the hook for, yeah. We used to kid around and call it the plunge protection team. But all of this money that has been floated into Wall Street and the bankers to keep them afloat, that's going to come to a halt. And when that happens, the bubbles that they have created in the last 8 years, those alone, when those pop, there's going to be some serious problems in this country. But I think what's going on here is I think that Donald Trump, he's ahead of the curve on this one. He knows what it takes to do business. He knows what it takes to keep businesses going. And we got everything else. We got the raw materials. We got the labor. We got everything that we need. The only thing we have to do is create those jobs again, put people back to work. It's amazing what happens in an economy when people really have jobs and are able to buy a durable good now and again, maybe buy a car, maybe buy a washing machine, you know. The little durable goods that we depend on so much in our everyday lives, the things that we used to build in this country. We used to use terms such as after the bills were paid, that was called disposable income. Disposable income, like it was throwaway. Well, no, that means you had some money left over without going into credit card debt that you can actually go out and save up for something. If it was a higher ticket durable good that you'd save for a little while, and then you go out and buy it. You know, wait for your sale, wait for, you know, go out there and in the market and buy your product. You know, some people don't like this idea that we're operating in this matrix that has been created, but it has created a lot of wealth and a lot of jobs and a lot of opportunity, and more importantly, afforded the ability to put a roof over our head, even with the middleman, the bankster gangsters, put a roof over our head. You know, and those days will return. There's only one stumbling point here. What is Trump going to do about the banks? What's he going to do about the gangster banksters? That's the big question. You know, that the alternative media, you know, as fake news people are asking. I think he's got a pretty good handle on it. We'll see how this thing plays out. Is he going to do, what John F. Kennedy did, maybe? Is he going to do that? Is he going to just tell the treasuries, hey, look, need you to print up some money? Oh, by the way, it's going to be non-interest-bearing money that's going to be put into circulation out there. Folks, if you don't know yet what the banking industry has done to us, and you don't know the full story, and know it as well as your name, can you spell your name frontwards, backwards? I can. You'd better know that subject as well as you know your own name. Go read Griffin's The Creature from Jekyll Island. Highly entertaining, very well written, and one of the most informative books out there, save for Ron McDonald's They Own It All, Including You, by way of Toxic Currency. Steve in California, you got another question?
Yeah, you mentioned Crowley being missing in action, but I haven't heard anything about the CEO for the Clinton Foundation. He's been missing in action for 47, 48 days now.
51 days. And what was that wonderful?
51.
Yeah, what was that wonderful man's name? Let me see here. I'll have it here for us in a second. Eric Braverman?
I think that's it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, where is he?
What's the word on that?
Who knows? He's been MIA for 50. I'm sorry. I misspoke. Let's get the fake news correct here. 52 days.
52. So I guess we'd be looking for him over at Fort Marcy Park on a bench?
He could be buried right next to Webb Hubble, for all I know. He might have had an accident. He might have shot himself twice in the head committing suicide, or he might have died on a railroad track someplace, for all we know.
Yeah. Would have been. You got my email on the Baltic Dry Index. Big drop today, huh? Did you got that?
Go ahead, because I don't have it
minus
up in front.
Minus 49. It's one of the biggest drops in one-day history that I know of. So.
And again, what is the BDI measure?
That's the durable goods that are ordered from industry to produce the products that we want to buy that go on the shelves.
The raw materials.
Normally you see that number going up with the stock market going up because that's purchasing power and people saying, I'm buying, and so that product that number goes up because they're making more orders to get more goods to produce your products. So it is definitely an inverse of what we're seeing on Wall Street. We've seen Wall Street go up, and this thing is going down.
Well, but didn't you hear me, Steve? I mean, I relayed this from the people that don't fake the news, that always tell you the truth. I heard it on Fox Business Channel today that the unemployment rate is 4.6%.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they keep spinning that lie.
Well, they're carefully crafting it because, you know, I guess there's a grain of truth in there. If you eliminate the people that are totally destitute and on the verge of suicide, that haven't had a job for the last 8 years, or, you know, there's certain segments that they don't count as being unemployed. Once your unemployment benefits run out and you're off of those unemployment rolls, well, then you just become a non-person. You are a non-entity figure that figures into the numbers.
You know, John, this fake news thing will stop overnight when the talking heads stop working for the paycheck, doing their job for the paycheck, and start becoming patriots and then telling us the truth. I mean, like Brian Williams, not that he's a big patriot, but he did come out and tell the truth, to saying he's had many a story come to his desk he knew was not true, but he was told to spin it as a truth. And when these talking heads finally wise up, or they become patriots, it'll stop. It'll stop then, but not until these guys are doing it for the paycheck.
I think the only reason they're doing it is they're looking down the road, because I think they got a feeling that their job is going to disappear, and that somehow that they've got to resurrect the dead media so they can continue doing what they're so good at doing, reading teleprompters and looking so official while they're doing it.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Steve, hey, thanks. John. Appreciate it.
Bye.
David Braverman. Yeah, well, where did this guy go? He's just up and just disappeared. He's gone. Nobody can find the guy. Fred in Michigan. Hello, Fred.
Hey, John.
Hey.
That tweaks my memory about Seth Conrad Rich and Sean Lucas, another guy, John Ash. I believe all three of them were involved in bringing the legal action against the Democratic National Committee, care of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was assigned the task of sabotaging Bernie Sanders' campaign. And as you know, Seth Conrad Rich was shot in the back several times around 4 a.m. in Georgetown. The local cops said it was a burglary gone wrong. They never stole anything off the guy.
Right.
Not his Rolex, nothing. Not his wallet, nothing.
Yeah, and who would get shot in the back, and for what reason? You know, there are elements to a crime, and one of them is the motivation for doing it.
Right.
Where was the motivation with just shooting a guy down in the street? You leave his Rolex there, you don't take his wallet, you don't empty out his pockets, don't take his keys, steal his car. Well, what was the motivation?
He had the damning evidentiary proof of a major subterfuge against Bernie Sanders and possibly even generalized election fraud. But hey, H.R. 5732, I call it in recently, Caesar's Syrian Civilian Protection Act. It's in the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee. What do you want to bet, John? That is there. They suspended the rules, and I think the rules that were suspended in the House are regarding the legal quorum that's necessary for any legislative action proposal to move forward. So they suspended those rules, so 8 of the members were present. They voted unanimously, like they did the Federal Reserve Act.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. Exact same thing. Yeah. Well, you know what? They've only got literally weeks to try to put the fix in, and I don't think they're going to be successful. I really don't.
I hope not. What? They could be setting Trump up. They could be setting him up, so that if some bizarre event occurs, well, you know, it was Iran, it was Russia.
Yeah.
We have a no-fly zone already established. Let's start shooting down their planes, eh?
Now, I think what has happened with Donald Trump, I think people that are in position, in offices in this country, saw a real chance to affect a change. And I think Donald Trump has more support than what we're even being told about. You know,
I hope so, John.
Yeah. All right, Fred, I've got to run. I got one more caller I want to get in here. Ken in Michigan. Hello, Ken.
Good afternoon, John. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
You know, you said something about Trump calling up the Treasury and saying, start printing some money. Well, I've been sitting on this thought for a couple of days. What if he said, start printing some money and we'll have a value-based currency, since this country doesn't have any gold anymore? Why don't we tie that to coal?
Oh, boy. Would that make the miners happy?
That would make the miners extremely happy.
they're mining the new gold.
The currency.
Black gold.
That's right.
Interesting thought, Ken. Interesting thought. Yeah. Well, you know, I've been sitting
on that one since, like, last week, Tuesday, since Kelso said something about it on his show.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting, you know, in order to get back, and I am all for, no matter what the hell you have to price the commodity at, that they like to call it, we call it real money, gold and silver, but they're going to have to get rid of the entries into this ledger book of some $152 trillion before we can have a currency that is backed by something of wealth. But in the meantime, I do believe what we can do is use our version of the tally stick, because all this is a gauge for is what are things worth? You know, how are people to get paid? Well, it's just an exchange for labor and goods and materials. We can do that. Hell, Trump could do that tomorrow. So,
he'll have to wait until January 21st.
They will. And there's a lot of Ken, thanks for your call. I gotta run. There's a lot of speculation that something very bad is going to happen to Donald Trump. And, you know, that may be, but I don't think so. My gut is not telling me that. I think that this man's got more help. And I think people that were either too scared or maybe working on other things that weren't in the best interest of the United States, I think they see a real chance to back somebody that wants to do positive things in this country. And we'll eventually get around to straightening out the money system. If Trump does not do that first, that'd be the first thing that I do. Rather than talking to Mexico about building a damn wall, I would make it a hell of a lot easier than just building that wall, something that would be a lot quicker. I would allow police all across this country, when they do a routine traffic stop or show up on a call, if you will, some crime has been, you know, committed or whatever. Hey, if you're not an American, guess what? You're turned over to the Immigration and Naturalization Service. Oh, and no, there's not the revolving door or the back door you slide back out of, right back in the country that you entered illegally. No. You're detained and you're sent back. You know, it's not going to do any good to build a wall if we don't get the people out of this country that shouldn't be in this country. And you throw them back over the border. I mean, how many of these people, they just don't know what no means. They've been thrown out once, twice, three times, half a dozen, maybe a dozen times. Just get down there and make a few more peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, take a little rest, water up, and back over they come. There's got to be other things that are done in concert, in conjunction with that. Folks, I know one thing. We got a long road to go before we get back to where it is something resembling sanity in this country. But we're on a good start. We're on the right road. Let's stay there. All right. Thanks for being here today, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for your calls. Thanks to Mark Anderson. Back tomorrow with you with another edition of the National Intel Report. We will see you then. Thanks for being here today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.